we are going to talk Roland Garros. Now, in all your travels, because I know you're actually heading up to somewhere warm to referee a tournament up in the Gold Coast or somewhere soon, Kenny, but in all your travels, have you actually got to, you and I talk about Paris during the week, but have you actually got to Roland Garros, not necessarily when they're playing, but to have a look around the stadium?
Yeah, good morning, everyone. No, I haven't actually been in, but I have gone past it. And it's certainly not as impressive as Melbourne Park.
No, well, couldn't. How could it no, possibly be?
Nothing rates like that.
Possibly be. All right, look, we're going to talk about the women's singles first. And first time up, no Serena.
No Serena. It's really opened it up for probably the top 10 and 12 players, yeah. Ranked players at the moment.
So Kerber gets number one. Pliskova is number two. Three. And four. So three is Simona Halep, who continues to disappoint us sometimes because we tip her and she does no good. Yeah. And then four is the one who's obviously the red hot favourite, Jordan, in Muguruza.
Garbiñe Muguruza.
Thank you very much. I had to pause there, but thank you very much for that. Now, you reckon she'd have a chance, and then don't you?
Her form's a bit up and down year. I reckon that she's actually going to get beaten second round to a young Estonian woman, 21 years of age, Anett Kontaveit. She's been in quite good form, Monte Carlo semi-finals. So I believe Anett Kontaveit's going to actually beat Muguruza in the second round and reach the fourth round. My female chances, Pliskova's my number one chance. I reckon she's going to go all the way. Chabolkova's going to go deep, maybe a final there. And another young girl from the Ukraine, Svitolina, won the Monte Carlo Masters. She's the number five seed. I believe she's going to probably make a semi-final run at the Roland Garros this year. So they're my three favourites. But my dark horse is Anett Kontaveit from Estonia.
It doesn't need to be played, though, Jordan. Like, you've been sitting there and you've been going through it match by match, round by round. He's got it covered, Ken.
You do not need to play.
He'll tell you who's playing in the semi-finals right now.
He'll tell you what court they're on and what time.
I was going to say what time they're playing, Jordan.
So your thoughts on those three first, Ken?
My tip is Muguruza. I think she can go through. I know she's been a bit up and down, but I think with the draw opened up so much without Serena, it really does open it up for someone like her to go through. But there's so many others in there that have got the chance. I mean, you can't discount Kerber, although, since she's become number one, since she became number one, she has struggled. And Pliskova, number two seed.
She plays Makarova in the first round, which is a tough one. Mix referring
that's
to
that's a tough one, yeah.
Then after up to about round three, she'll play whoever beats Sam Stosur.
Yeah, and actually Stosur's in the final against Gavrilova.
I know, yeah. So hope they enjoy that.
Strasbourg,
Madrid or somewhere. I don't know, somewhere.
But I've been impressed with Stosur's form recently. I reckon she. Looking at the draw here, I've analysed Stosur. So you look at her first round match, she's playing Kuchova from Slovakia. That should be a win there, but you never know. Kirsten Flipkens is probably going to be her second round match, and Flipkens has been a quarter finalist at Wimbledon, I'm pretty sure. Then she goes third round. If she continues that, she plays Kvitova, and Kvitova hasn't played too much tennis. So it's a possibility she may reach the fourth round, but then she meets Kerber in the fourth round.
If Kerber gets through.
And I think you find Stosur a lot of the time plays better outside of Australia than she actually does play in Australia.
Absolutely.
Well, she's not carrying the weight of a nation.
Exactly,
but she has lost a lot of first round matches in the last 12 months. Yeah. She hasn't played a lot of competition match tennis. So she's lost so many first-round matches. You really can't see her having that real match toughness to get through seven rounds of a grand slam.
Who are the real clay specialists? Because that's going to come down to that in the end, I reckon.
Yeah, in terms of clay specialists, Chabolkova is pretty much an all-surface player. She can play on the hard courts, probably not the grass, but on the clay, she's quite solid. She's a good baseline player. So that's why I'm going with Chabolkova to maybe reach a final and, challenger likes of Svitolina is another clay court player as well. So those two.
What about someone like a Radvanska, who is the number nine seed? She's one that's been ranked sort of high in many tournaments and obviously been overpowered. But if she's gonna go deep into one, this is the one she has to go into. I know she's made a Wimbledon final before, but this is the one she really has to go deep in if she's ever going to go deep, Ken.
Look, she hasn't got a bad quarter of the draw. She'll come up against Pliskova in the probably about the round four, I think, if she gets through. But other than that, look, she's in. You know, she's got Coco Van der Weij. Well, Coco can do anything.
Coco Bananas.
Coco Bananas. So if you take Coco out of the and Pliskova, yeah, look, she's got a chance of getting, you know, well in, deep into the second week.
And what about Halep, your favourite, Ken? How's she going?
What's her name again? I've gone off her.
Halep. How do you pronounce that one, George?
Halep.
Halep, yeah, I think it's Halep.
Look, she might get through a couple of rounds, I think, but I really can't see her. Although, look, her form in the last couple of months has been a lot better. Definitely. So I think she's in with a chance of getting through.
What round's she going to, George?
So my prediction is for Halep. So she plays Katsikina third round, and Katsikina's a youngster, so I think Halep will be too strong for it. The French Navarro, who's a clay court specialist, 21 in the world, but I think Halep's going to be too much for her there. But in the quarterfinals, the big meeting is going to be against Svitolina, and Svitolina actually beat her in the Monte Carlo Masters final. So it's possible that Halep may revenge her loss, but I'm going to go with Svitolina to beat Halep in the quarters.
And yeah. What about the matchup between Madison Keys and Ash Barty?
Well, you've got Madison Keys going to the third round here, I think, against Bashar, don't you?
So that's the answer.
Thanks, Daniel.
Yeah, so Madison Keys, yeah, she plays Bouchard the third round, so I think Madison Keys will be too strong for Barty. I've actually got Madison Keys for a round four against a round four meeting against Svitolina.
Yeah.
And do we see Gavrilova going further, much further in this competition once it starts? I know she's in the final against Stosur tomorrow.
She's in the final against Stosur. Look, I mean, on her game, she's up there with any of them.
Playing Mertens in the first round.
Okay. To go off to sort of lose it.
Lose the boil, yes.
She loses the plot a bit. Yes. She gets a bit temperamental.
She does get a bit annoyed. You can see that during the Australian Open a few months back.
And you sort of need a bit of that if you can control it.
Yeah, but she's got to be able to control it and work her way through it it doesn't affect her game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Gavrilova, it's great to see her actually in the WTA Strasbourg final, but she may come in with too much tennis. I see her winning the first round match against Mertens from Belgium, but in the second round she plays Jelena Jankovic, an experienced player and has had some success reaching the quarterfinals at the French Open as well as the semis. So I think that Jankovic is going to stop her in the second round.
All right, now just before we get onto the match, did you have another one on the women's end?
I was just going to say quickly, Jankovic obviously has forgotten number one in the past.
Yep.
She has been a number one in the world for a short time. Mm. But also all these...
On the back of... a long working every week and never missing a tournament rather than finishing high.
All these predictions are not. Jordan sticking his neck out is great, don't get me wrong. But when you talk about predictions, this is the one tournament the predictions go out the door because so many upsets happen and you'll lose. I reckon within the first two rounds, you'll probably find, 10 of the top 20 seeds will go. Ken, what do you think?
I don't know about 10, but I'd say you probably lose 6 or 8 anyway.
In that first round.
I mean, the other one that no one's spoken about yet, and although she got beaten the first round at Strasbourg, is Wozniacki.
Yeah, because when she's going, she's good.
When she's going, she's very good. Yeah. She's been pretty ordinary recently, but, you know, these players have a couple of good matches early in the piece, and unfortunately she's got Jamie's copped to the first round.
Right, we've had a request, Jordan, on the text message system here, and firstly congratulating you on your pronunciation, because you always get it right and embarrass us, but they've asked you, a little bit left of centre here, but Norwich has just appointed a new manager. Daniel's his first name. They're just wondering, seriously, how do you actually pronounce his second name? It's spelt F-A-R-K-E. How would that be pronounced?
This would be difficult to pronounce, but I'm going to go with Daniel Farke.
Yeah, okay. That's what our text messenger person was wondering and said they're going to ask the expert. So we'll go with that one.
Did that text message come from Jason from Rosebud by any chance?
Well, one of the Jasons. Actually, two of the Jasons. I've got two messages there. That's a very good one.
I thought it might have been Graham Kennedy from the
Crows. Yeah, it could have been Graham Kennedy, barracking for the Crows. All right, let's look at the men. Sorry, mate.
In the qualifying, unfortunately, Destiny Aiva didn't get through. She lost the first round of the qualifying, which was a bit disappointing for Destiny. I thought she might have got through a round or two in the qualifying. And Ariana Rodnova got beaten early in the...
qualifying as well. Okay, so Destiny missed out on being one of the eight qualifiers there. Now we'll look at the men's. And,
blockbusters.
Start off with the first ones. We've got Andy Murray as number one seed. Djokovic still number two seed, which is interesting because he's had a pretty ordinary couple of months.
Djokovic. He made the final of the Monte Carlo Masters.
Yeah. Stan Wawrinka is number three, and I think that might end up being Jordan's tip, and Rafael Nadal at number four. But also Thiem, you've mentioned him.
Yeah, Dominic Thiem, yep, number six.
But being a possibility, and Zverev.
Yep, Alexander Zverev, only 20 years of age, and he's the number nine seed.
So they're some of the ones you see, but I'm putting words in your mouth there. Who do you reckon are going to be a couple of key ones for us to watch during the next 2 weeks?
There's going to be some ripping first-round matches. You've got to be careful with this one. So Andy Murray's going to be playing Andrei Kuznetsov in the first round at the French Open, and Kuznetsov made the semi-finals of the Geneva Open, which he's finishing up now. But I reckon Kuznetsov may cause a few problems for Murray. Maybe take a set off him there.
Okay.
But then Murray comes up against a giant killer, Martin Kližan from Slovakia, and he's knocked out Rafael Nadal at Grand Slam level. So those are some tough matches for Murray first up. But then he meets Juan Martin Del Potro. In the third round. Del Potro's coming in with some injury issues, shoulder and back problems. He wasn't sure if he was actually going to compete. So you probably expect Murray to come through in that one, but you just don't know with his form. I've got Del Potro going through to the quarterfinals to play Alexander Zverev.
You disappoint me. I thought you would have had him going all the way winning the tournament.
That's definitely the blockbuster match, the round three against Del Potro. I think a lot of people around the world are going to sit and watch that. But there's some other good matches I like.
Nick Kyrgios, Philip Kohlschreiber. Thoughts on that?
You got Philip Kohlschreiber and Nick Kyrgios. Kohlschreiber, a lot of experience, but for me, probably plays better on the hard court and grass surfaces. So I see Kyrgios going through. Another match is Ernest Gilbert, former semi-finalist at the French Open. He's playing Marin Cilic first round. I see Cilic probably overcoming Gilbert. He's had a few injury problems, but that's a good first round match.
If you're getting Kyrgios, is coming in with injury problems too.
Yeah, just on Kyrgios, how far do we see him going through the tournament? He had a decent Australian Open without doing anything terrific. Do we see him going through, winning the first three rounds? Or I know you got him through the first round.
I think he'll go out the first round.
You reckon he's got the first round?
He withdrew from the tournament a couple of weeks ago. Knocked out in the first round. Kyrgios is going
to
be fit enough.
Be interesting to see what his attitude is like as well if he does go down in that first round.
But the thing about Kyrgios is, you shouldn't really worry about him playing someone like Kohlschreiber, because if he's going to have a good tournament, he's going to beat that sort of player.
If he's going to have a good tournament, he should be beating a Kohlschreiber. Most of them.
Exactly.
So I don't call
that one a tough draw. It's a case of how he approaches it and how he's feeling at the
Jordan,
time.
I'm going to ask you. I have to ask you this. Top half of the second of the bottom half of the draw. Have you now, remembering of course that John Millman plays Roberto Bautista at good. Have you got Pablo Carreño Busta playing Roberto Bautista at good down the line?
Round about round four, wouldn't that be good?
So Carreño Busta for me is going to make the fourth round against Milos Raonic, but I've got Raonic sort of reaching the quarterfinals there. But Bautista at good for me is going to reach the fourth round. You look at some of the victories that Bautista is going to have. You've got Kukushkin, who's another funny name there, from Kazakhstan, second round. And then he's playing Jack Sock, which is going to be a tough contest. But I see Bautista coming through, the Spaniard. Plays some of his best tennis on clay. But then he's running into the Spanish bull, Rafael Nadal, in the fourth round. And for me, I see Rafael Nadal steamrolling Bautista there.
And we should mention one other Aussie too that we haven't mentioned, Alex de Minaur, who plays in the first round. He plays against Robin Haas from the Netherlands. Potential second round against Rafa.
Yeah, it's a potential second round against Rafa, but for me, the experience of Robin Haas, a Netherlands player, is probably going to be... Probably the experience, he's been consistent performer at Grand Slam level. Probably hasn't reached the fourth round or quarterfinals, but I think his best result has been a third round, Robin Haas. So for me, I've got Robin Haas winning that in four sets.
And just on Nadal as well, we mentioned earlier on the show how well he did in that Australian Open to make the final. This has to be his best chance to win a tournament. Well,
I think he's lost one match now in 17 matches on clay. So, I mean, you can't...
Has to be the favourite,
So who are the other clay specialists? Obviously Nadal, but there must be some other guys who really play well on clay, and Tim, that's the form they look for.
Tim's very good on clay. I mean, he's He was born over there.
Yeah, that's it.
All the Europeans are good on, you know, they're usually, you know, pretty good on clay.
Stan's one of the French.
Yeah, Stanimal.
Stan's one of the French. Yeah. Unfortunately, Roger's not there this year.
Do you give Djokovic much of a chance?
Not on his form.
He hasn't been playing well at all this year, no. Well,
but not a hope. I don't think he's going to get there.
I'm not tipping Federer this year, Neil.
Wise move. Wise move, Michael.
You look at Djokovic's run. I think it's quite easy. Heading into the quarterfinals, it's quite easy. You look at his fourth round match against Ramos. He should beat Ramos quite easily. But even though Ramos is a former quarterfinalist at the Roland Garros, but still Djokovic will win in straight. Then he meets Dominic Thiem in the quarterfinals if all things go to plan. For me, that's a tough contest. I say it's 50-50. You look at their last meeting, Djokovic actually beat him 6-1, 6-love in Monte Carlo. So for me, I've got Djokovic reaching the semi-final, but then I think Rafa's going to be too strong. This side of the draw, so the second half of the draw is much more difficult compared to the first half of the draw. Anyone from the first half of the draw can actually make a semi-final. There's going to be surprises. I've got Zverev and Wawrinka reaching the semi-final on that side of the draw, and Wawrinka ultimately reaching the final against Rafael Nadal, where Nadal's going to win the final against Wawrinka.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. I think Nadal, I mean, this is the first year that, you know, the first full 12 months Nadal's had injury free, and he's, you know, he's just come back so well, and he's playing like the Rafa of you know, 8 or 10 years ago.
And you saw in that Australian Open, he played a couple of matches 5-6 hours long. He's in fantastic form. And his fitness
was holding up.
Back to 100%, as good as it's ever going to get. And I mean, he was stiff against Roger in the. I mean, that could have gone either way that match. And he's just been playing. You know, as I said, he's lost 1 out of 17 matches on clay over in the European circuit so far. So, and he's beaten all the top players. You know, he hasn't been playing second-rate players. He's been against all the top, you know, in the big tournament. So you really, you know, have to give Rafa the chance of getting into the final.
I'm gonna give my two tips, boys. I'm gonna go Nadal and Pliskova.
Nadal and I better write a list down. Nadal and Pliskova.
I can't disagree with Vossi there. I'm going with the same thing.
Happy with that.
Pliskova and Nadal.
Okay. I hate to agree with you, but I agree with him too, I think.
Yeah, and I agree with him as well. Well, so what about you, Neil?
Well, I better go for Stan then. I better go for just
change it up.
Change it up a little bit. And it was one of the women's ones I put a little circle around. I just grabbed that, see where my notes are. Pliskova does sound interesting, but. I mean, it could be somebody like Svitolina or someone like that.
Yeah, Svitolina, or Trebolkova,
And I wish I could pronounce Kvalkova. We'll keep an eye on that one as well. And we now know the new Norwich City coach, so I hope all the Jasons appreciate that. So thanks.
So the other one, a dark horse in the women's, is Konta.
Yeah, Johan Konta.
Okay. I mean, she's ranked 7. She hasn't got a good form earlier in the year. I mean, with the, you know, with Serena being out of it, there's really no standout player in the women's.
Yeah, I agree. Konta's run, fourth round against Radwanska, so that's the key match there. If she can win that, then she goes to quarterfinals.
Just about quarters and semis, But, you know, it's a frightening thought. In 20 years, we might be talking about another Williams.
That's it.
Yeah, isn't it a frightening thought?
There's always somebody coming through.
Yeah, that's right, and then Serena and Venus will be on the Masters circuit or something like that as well.
We may be talking about maybe not like another Federer, but maybe somebody like with another like another Rafa, you know, Alexander Zverev's that sort of play. He may have 10 Grand Slams in 10 years' time. You don't know. He's one of the players to watch. Only 20 years of age, and he's won his first Masters last week. And good on him.
Absolutely. Listen. Yes, Mick.
The matchup between Stosur and Gavrilova. What time's that on? That's on tonight, I'm assuming. What time's that on?
I'm not 100% the time on that one.
It's going to be on Fox.
It'd probably be maybe around about 12 o'clock. Sometime
11 p.m.
Yeah,
11 p.m.
11. You confirmed that one.
Yep,
that's it.
Yeah. All right.
That would be a good match to watch.
Will be an interesting one. Look, we've only got a couple of minutes to go, guys. So we better have a little bit of.